on this episode, we are reviewing Marvel's Runaways, episode 8. So, in episode, it starts out with Jonah living through all these decades, living in all these different bodies, shapes, and sizes. And, you know, this NT living his best fucking life. And to the point he goes and he meets Carolina's mother's father. And that's how they kind of start their relationship off. Because he met Carolina's mother when Carolina... he met Carolina's mother when Carolina's mother was like five or six. She's very young. And after that, it progressed into the pride and him making that whole type of religion and stuff. Because that's how he manipulated people to follow what he... That's how he manipulated people to follow... what he wanted them to follow, and that's how he manipulated them to do them sacrifices and shit, because they thought they was feeding some higher purpose or some type of godlike being when he's just a alien entity that was just planning to basically just take over the world. So after that, we go to Alex. Alex's little girlfriend, well, ex-boo, because he kind of ghost on her ass, so now he come back in her life. And Alex's little girlfriend is trying to clear up the name. Trying to clear up Darius' name. Alex's father's ex-best friend, Darius. So she's going to the cops and stuff, and she's trying to clear up his name and say, yo, he did not kill that Gonzalez girl. He's an innocent man. Like, he's a dead man, but he's an innocent man. And I don't want his name, you know, dragged in the mud like that. And, you know, Alex's mother runs, you know, the police. Like, she's a lawyer. She runs the police. She's kind of like, what's that lady's name off of DC? I forgot her name, but it's going to come to me. But she's like kind of like that lady off of DC, that black lady. Not Wanda. Not Wilhelmina. It's like Amanda Waller. To that whole type of detective area. She runs her stuff like Amanda Waller. She's really ruthless, okay? I think Alex Munn's way more, ruthless, a little bit more, you know, she'd kill your ass. I think she'd do that before the husband does. I think the husband has more of an innocence than she do. So next, you know, the cops tells the mother, Alex's mom, that, listen, this little girl has evidence that he didn't kill her, but if they find out, if she keep on digging and people start believing, we can get in trouble and all this stuff. So she said, you know what? Go send a little girl a walking gift. So he started calling these guys in the office and he said, go see the little girl, right? So next thing you know, the little girl, well, Alex's little girlfriend, she was at the hospital. Well, she was at the hospital with her sister, Darius' wife. And Alex came to get her balloons, and he's trying to talk to her, and she's trying to blow him off and stuff. So next, you know, they talking. Alex is like, listen, I believe everything that you're saying. My parents are the one that set Darius up. Like, they shady as hell. Like, they did that. I believe every word that you're saying. So while they're in the process of talking to each other, next, you know, they got these AK-47s out there. Like, somebody's, like, blowing their shit up. Like, they were shooting. Well, first of all, whatever hitman they hired, suck at fucking killing, because he didn't hit nobody but the damn car all day long. And so that was basically what his mom said, because the mom was, they was trying to kill that little girl now. So now, on top of Jonah being dead, they about to deal with some dirty cops, what Alex is. And I'm just like, who needs, you know, and they say Jonah was a monster. At this point, they more of a monster than Jonah, because Jonah out the picture, okay? So let's go to Carolina's stepfather. So Carolina's stepfather in the last episode, if y'all listen to that review, because you know you should, he killed one of the homeless kids. He killed one of the homeless kids that was trying to get him to confess about how Pride was actually evil and all this stuff. And he actually killed the guy and stuff because they was fighting over the gun. And he ended up shooting him in the stomach. So next thing you know, when he gets to the church, he's in there having flashbacks while washing his face of blood and everything. So then he goes into the room, well, Carolina's mother's office, Leslie. So he goes to talk to Leslie. So y'all are saying that Leslie is Carolina's mom. It's kind of funny that her name is Leslie and Caroline's like a lesbian. Okay, that's off topic. But like, so he walks in, he's shaking his shit, and he's like, I need Jonah, I need Jonah. She said, what are you talking about? And he's like, I killed somebody. And she's like, honey, pride is over. Jonah is dead. Like, why are you here? So he's all hammered and he's already shaking in his boots and stuff because he stayed here and he murdered his kid and he don't want to go to prison. And Jonah's not there to do. Jonah's dead. Prize over. So now he's in a boatload of shit right now. I feel like his goofy ass should not have been trying to roll with pride because he, like Jonah said, you don't run this church. Leslie runs this church. Leslie is the brains of the operation, you know, and you're just a figurehead that smiles through a pretty teeth. And now he's in a world of trouble because he didn't kill this little homeless teenager. So now Leslie drops a bomb on him and said, listen, pride is over. This church is over. I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting this down. I'm not pushing this shit no more. Like, everything Jonah talked about was a lie, and I'm not feeding it to the people no more. I am not being wolves in sheep clothing no more. Which, that's a lie, because you're going to always be a damn wolf, Leslie. You're going to always be a wolf. You and them pride parents going to always be some goddamn wolves, okay? And now he all freaking out, because he's all like, you know, I spent my whole life and do all this stuff. It's like, hold on, homeboy. Leslie spent her whole life in this church. You married her because you thought it was going to push your status up, like most people do in LA, push your status up to being an actor, but then nobody was calling or checking for your ass, so you just sat back in the cut and you joined the congregation. So now you can't get pissed at her and can't be like, I worked my whole life. No, you didn't. You was trying, as much as they was using Jonah, you had an agenda too. Leslie tells him that, listen, I'm going to call Prize Fixer, and then after that, you know, we done. You're on your own. Because he just went on his whole little monologue about him and this and that. It's like, listen, you going to get this up one more time, and then we done after this. Go to Alex's little girlfriend, Liv, and she's talking to the cops and stuff. And the cops basically kind of blowing her off, said, well, is this another gang thing and all this stuff? And she's like, no, and she's getting upset and stuff. And her sister gets up and say, you know what, sir? Thank you for your help. You're right, da da da, and all this stuff. So next, you know, she kind of checks her sister and say that was stupid as hell because those cops, the one that shot their car was one of their own. So they're going to protect one of their own, and they're the ones that set that hit up because they're dirty cops. Like, girl, really? Are you really shocked that these guys are dirty cops? Girl, come on now. But so now, shoot. So now we get to, okay, so after that, she goes talks to Alex, and Alex is like, and she says, you know, tell me everything you know. And Alex tell her, you know, so I guess we're going to meet my friends. So next thing you know, she gets to her house. Her and Alex is there. Her mama's there. Her mama's like, I ain't got time for no badass trouble kids in my house and stuff. And she walks upstairs. And his friends come inside. And they all talking to make a plan about, you know, getting Alex's father locked up. Because Alex think his father killed Darius. And his father did not kill Darius. It was actually your evil ass mama that killed Darius, okay? She's motherfucking, I think her sister is Amanda Waller. But, so then after that, so after a little meeting they had stuff, and Alex talking about how he gonna take down his father, his father's gonna go, you know, pay and go back to prison, because Alex really hates his father, and it's actually his mama's the one that makes all these damn plans and do all the dirty work, and the father that he just follows along with the mother does, but it's actually the mother's she's the brains of the operation. So then we get to Alex's father going to meet up with Alex's mother, and he's all like, did you know you almost killed our son? Do you know you shot them up? Why would you go and try to shoot up Darius's wife and stuff and kids and stuff? And she was like, what? I didn't know Alex was there. And he's like, Alex was there and Alex could have died. So he kind of gets mad at her and snap at her. He's like, listen, I can't talk to you right now because you almost put our kid in danger, and you need to go fix this shit because he could have died. You trying to be ruthless and trying to be evil. You know, who needs Jonah to make us do bad things when we already want to do bad things? Or when you already married to a fucking evil person? Just don't forget, in the past, she the one that told George, that's Og's father's name, George, to get Darius to take the plea, deal and say he did a murder when he actually killed. So we go to, after that scene, we go to Leslie, and she's meeting up with this dirty cop to get rid of that teenage boy's dead body for her husband, for her ex-husband, right? Because he killed the teenage boy, Carolyn's stepfather. And Leslie talks to the dirty cop, and she tells the dirty cop, you know, pride is over after this, we don't need you no more, and da-da-da, you know. And he's all like, what? What about me? He's like, I like getting this extra coins and stuff because they don't be paying me shit. And she was like, you know, we done with you. Maybe you can find somebody else to do some dirty work for, but we done with you, right? And while she's in the process talking to him and chit-chatting, the corner of my eye, I see her old sneaky-ass husband taking pictures of her next to the dead body with the cop. I'm like, what is he planning? Maybe he's not as dumb as he look. Maybe he's not as dumb as he act. Now we get into the mystery gang and Alex and his friend, which I call them the mystery gang. So now Alex is concocting a plan for them to break into the hotel room to go look at the evidence, the room that Darius was killed in. So they're going to the hotel he was killed in. And Alex is making a plan on how to kind of, you know, break in without getting noticed and stuff. Because Alex is an evil genius, like his mother. I would say his mother's an evil genius. He's just a genius. So they made it into the room that Darius got killed in. And Molly in there, she turning up and shit. She over there dancing and partying because, you know, she got damn 14. And sometimes she's 10 in the head, but, you know. Live your life, girl. Live your best life on the run. And Nico's like, listen, I gotta go outside and take a little walk because these heart shapes and these candies and this love and shit is bothering me because her and her girlfriend broke up. So it's like, okay, but this is the gag is, we broke into a hotel room. We broke in here, you know, and, we kind of on our parents' hit list to find us still, and y'all trying to scatter and party. It's like, get back to work, people, okay? Like, we cannot be you over here dealing with breakups. Like, girl, we got a whole house. You go back home and cry, okay? Not here. This is a mission. Molly, get your ass off of the couch. This is a damn mission, okay? Jeez, oh, Pete. Who needs parents when I got parenting your ass? God damn. I'm cracking up, though, but Molly got in that couch and started dancing. She got out like, hey. It's like, y'all know we just broke into, like, this hotel. This very luxury, not a lot of security hotel. We not even supposed to be here. But, okay, do what you do, you know. Keep dancing. Keep crying. You know, keep disappearing, you know. Because when I leave your ass and the cops come, y'all going to be stuck here. Alex is in there and he's, you know, hacking the computer and stuff. And the other girl's in there and they talking. He's like, listen, lay in the bed. And she's like, excuse me, we're not doing that. And he's like, no, lay in the bed. You know, it's going to be a long day. We're going to be here for a while and stuff, right? Not too long, but long enough. But I ain't going to lie, that bed look hella comfortable. I might just lay in there and catch me a little Z. Not a little Z. I might just sit there and relax, but I might fall asleep, though. I don't want to make this into some Goldilocks shit, you know. I might, like, I'm not a hard sleeper, but I'm a little bit of a hard sleeper, especially if it's the right bed. But that bed look comfortable. I don't even know being going to sleep. Shit. I want mine going to, that bed look good, bro. I want mine leaving Michigan. Give me a little hotel room. But you gotta be careful hotel rooms, so they got, like, bed bugs and stuff. We get to, chasing Gertrude, and Gertrude, well, Chase is mad at Gertrude because he does not find out her that she's applying to different colleges to leave, and he's kind of like pissed off. He's like, okay, this is another secret you're hiding from me. First you call my mom, and now you're going to a college and you're leaving me behind. Like Gertrude, what the hell? So then next thing you know, while they're in the process of arguing, they hear somebody locking the door. So then they go hide in the back, and then, you know, the hostess come in. She's like, hello, is somebody here? And they come out with robes on. They all pretending to be the newlyweds that's supposed to come in. So they're sitting there arguing and shit. And Chase talking about, the lady was like, can I make it up to you? Because I didn't know y'all was coming an hour early and all this stuff. And he was like, yeah, can you get us a divorce lawyer? So he big mad that Gertrude wants to go to college. Because I'm like, Gertrude, that was fucked up, but you know, you gotta do what's right for you. Chase needs Gertrude. Chase needs Gertrude. I don't know. Chase, he's... So, after they get done there sitting there arguing in front of the hostess is like, okay, y'all weird as hell, so I'm just going to exit the building and leave y'all behind to argue and stuff. And... Chase is really over there arguing with Gertrude. Like, he was over there, you know. Which I don't see. I see why Chase is angry, but it's like, get over it. Like, I'm like, get over it. Like, I was so dismissed his feelings so fast. I'm like, nigga, I'd be like, dude, get the fuck over it. Like, come on now. Like, I applied to a school. I didn't leave to the school yet. How you know they're gonna even accept a fucking fugitive? Okay, I'm a fucking fugitive on top of that. So I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna leave. You know, the lady is in the room and Gertrude turn around and Chase throws her application in the little chocolate dispensary thing. Which I'm like, Chase, that was petty. That was real petty. So then we get to Carolina. And she ended up bumping into one of the workers that went to her mom's church. And she's talking to him and all this stuff. And she's like, hey, I need your help. I need to break in the church. And I need your help to, like, you know, break me in and stuff. And she's like, I have no access key and all this stuff. And he's like, sure, I break in and all this stuff, right? So then... he breaks her in, and she goes to go check out Jonah's office, because she's trying to find history on her father, because her father's a whole-ass entity, you know? He's not even a fucking real person. He's a fucking entity. And when she's digging in his office looking for stuff, she finds this video, what is recording of him, and he is a recording of him leaving her a message behind, talking about, you know, the history of her father and I guess where he comes from. So then after that, we skip to Nico and Molly talking. Nico telling Molly, you know, I know Zerda had a staff of wands. Somebody else didn't have it. I can't handle that power. And Molly's like, listen, I don't deserve to be picking up, have super strength, but I have it. So, and we helping people by having these powers, you know. So while they're talking and chit-chatting, they hear the hostess lady talking to security, and the hostess lady talking about the newlywed couple just called in and said that their flight is delayed, and then Denver and all this such, right? And then the security guard tells her, you know, somebody called me and alert that we need to be on the lookout for some teenagers because they're highly dangerous and stuff, because, you know, they're fugitive still. So then after that, Nico screams real loud, we gotta go to Molly, and the security and the hostess see them running down the hallway, which I'm like, why did you say that? Well, why don't you just turn back around and ran back to the room? Okay, so we go back to Alex end up hacking into the cameras to see if he can get evidence that his father killed Darius, and then long behold, it's his lovely mother that actually was there to kill Darius. So now Alex is all, you know, shaking his boots like, wait a minute. My dad didn't kill him? My mom did? Yes. Your mother is evil. So, hate to bust your bubble, but your mother is evil. So then we go to Alex's father. Austin's father, Jeffrey, goes and visit Darius' wife. And when he goes to visit her and stuff, he ends up seeing the grandma. And the grandma like, what are you doing here? And all this stuff. She kind of, you know, checks him. And then Darius' wife comes out the corner. And she's like, I sent him and all this stuff, right? So she starts talking to Jeffrey. And Jeffrey's like, listen, I can't bring Darius back from the dead. But I can make sure that things go right and that his family is taken care of and give you the money and everything that is owed to you and him. And she was like, yeah, that's cool and all. And they start talking and stuff. And she kind of tells him, you know, you might think we cool, but we not cool. And I will build my fucking domain in my castle. And I will crush you. I said, bitch, she ain't playing too. Ain't nothing like no black woman, okay? Ain't nothing like no damn black woman. I repeat, ain't nothing like a black woman, okay? Black woman gets it done. Besides, it ain't Jeffrey. I feel bad for Jeffrey, but then I don't, because Jeffrey's wife has been the brain master, the brainiac behind these plans with fucking up Darius and his relationship. She the one that told Jeffrey to have him take 10 years. Jeffrey, he should have said something and stood up to her, but shit, his wife is just a motherfucker. Like, she another black woman too. I ain't nothing like no black woman. They just on a different level. Like, they are just on a different level. And as a black woman myself, I understand how. Okay? We have to be on a different level. Because motherfuckers always want to fuck with us. Okay? They always want to come for us. So we just on our level. We just... we the mothers, you know. I don't know what to say. We just the best thing that ever happened to anybody on this fucking planet. In universe. So now she kind of has a vendetta against him. Because she think Jeffrey killed him. And find out his wife did. So. Okay, after that scene. Child, let's get to Frank, okay? Caroline's stepfather. His old trying to act dumb ass is not really dumb. So, he ended up meeting up with them old ass ladies that's in the congregation and shit. And he tells her, listen, we got a problem on our hands. And they're like, what are you talking about? And he shows her some pictures of Leslie next to a dead body that he fucking killed. Talking about, we have a problem. And our problem is Leslie. She killed an innocent person. Now, what are we going to do about it? So now, I guess Frank is trying to take over the church. Frank is like, listen, Jonah's dead. You quit in pride, so it gives me enough time to take what is mine. And I'm like, damn, Frank, you're not as dumb as you fucking act. See, people was kind of disowning you because you wanted to be an actor, okay? But you actually smarter than you look. But I don't know how you going to run game against Leslie, because I don't think you ready for that, Frank. Are you ready for that, Frank? Are you ready to get flopped and pushed over like your career was with being an actor? Frank said, bitch, I ain't the one. Frank said, bitch, I am not the one, okay? I'm going to make my damn impact on this goddamn planet, even if I got to frame your ass for a murder. Bitch, I came to Hollywood to be a star. A superstar. Now, Caroline's at home, and she's listening to the tape recorder that her father made. So on the tape recorder, oh man, I'm choking. So on the tape recorder, he basically tells her, you know, in my civilization, we was so advanced, we was established. I mean, we was the ones, honey. Like, we was just, like, running bitches out the way, honey. I mean, we way better than you fucking humans and shit, because we was not the ones to be playing with. But y'all humans, y'all know y'all got a lot to learn from us. But I'm just trying to tell you, besides me being an entity and coming on your fucking planet, I said on my motherfucking planet, okay, since I am the motherfucking shit, because I'm over here bragging about how we so damn advanced, but it's like, why are you on planet Earth then? Like, if I was in a very advanced civilization, and I was way more advanced than planet Earth, I would not be here, bitch. I wouldn't. I would stay where the fuck I came from. I would not be here. But he was just telling her, basically, that, you have a bigger destiny, all the blah, blah, blah bullshit he's talking about, because, you know, Jonah's a liar. And he's just telling her, you know, we have a deeper connection. When you was born, I could, you know, we had a connection. And he's explaining to her all those sacrifices he was making is to keep his living form to live on this planet. Because he's actually like an entity. He don't have no damn form. He's just a floating spirit. And he said, you know, I was killing those kids so I could stay alive. And I needed the young ones because they had energy that they could feed me so I could stay on this planet. But since, you know, them stupid ass people you call your parents killed me and shit, I can't be there and be your dad no more. So you the new leader. So have fun running the planet that I try to destroy. And I didn't really give a fuck about you until I found out you was, you know, half alien like me. But, for somebody that was, like, so high advanced and stuff, why did he leave, like, a tape recorder? I thought he was gonna, like, at least have, like, a bodygram or some shit, a hologram. I mean, damn, you can't talk all that shit. At least we got holograms. Where the fuck your hologram at, Mr. I'm a so fucking advanced? Who the fuck leaks tape recorders these days? Shit, bitch, you couldn't go on Instagram Live and show this shit? On his planet, do he have Comcast? Because I can't fucking stand Comcast. Nico and Molly gets to the hotel room, and she's all telling them, did y'all get our texts and stuff? We said run. They coming after us and stuff, right? The security. So they run down the hallway, try to go down the elevator, which I'm like, why would you go down the elevator when you were trying to hurry up and get out, okay? Because when you hurry waiting for the elevator, you got to wait. Then you got standing around people. So when the elevator opened up, the elevator door, all these security guards in there, and they start chasing their asses down the fucking hallway. So now they're like, run to the stairs now. And it's like, you should have ran to the stairs in the beginning. Damn. Amateurs. Molly has a brain of a 10-year-old. So, Molly. So, when they trying to escape, Molly decides that she's going to stay behind, I guess, because she has super strength. But she freaking on forgetting that she got her ass beat by Topher that had to sniff coke to get fucking superpowers, okay? So she stays back and get kidnapped by the security guards. I'm like, Molly, you are not that damn strong. So she stays behind, and they end up taking her and lock her in a dungeon. And then after that, the dirty cops come. And when the dirty cops come, the cop come in there, and he was all like, Molly, we've been looking for you and all this stuff. And I'm like, Molly, why would you... I thought Molly was going to run and follow the rest of the gang. She stayed there and got kidnapped. I'm like, Molly's a handful. Like, sometimes Molly can say the most smartest things but do the most dumbest actions. Like, she can do the most dumbest fucking actions for some situations. I don't know why Molly decided to do that. So now Molly's fucking kidnapped. And now, besides them breaking in trying to get the mother fucking arrested, now they got to make another mission to break Molly out of the damn hotel now. So, congratulations, Molly. Some more stress to add on to being homeless. Babysitting your ass.